Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Somebody sent me this Brewers mug, and I have no idea who sent it to me, but I'm going to find out.
And you're using it.
It's adorable. I love it. It's black. It's my vibe.
It's black on black. It's nice. It fits you, honestly.
Who sent it to me?
Not a chance that anybody just guessed that. Somebody knew Allie was going like that.
Somebody knew.
Yep.
Who sent this to me?
Whoever did, thank you.
Thank you, whoever you did.
Well,
whoever.
Not for me. I didn't get that.
You should just own it at this point, because I'd believe you. I'd be like, sure, thanks.
I got it for you, Allie.
Thanks for the Brewers mug, DZ.
You're welcome.
We have to give away Pete Davidson tickets. It's that time of the morning, because we always do the question of the day now, but let's start first with tickets. 414-533-1037. We got to get these out of the way.
Yeah.
In a good way.
In a good way. Not like get them out of the way, but y'all know what we mean. Speaking of thank yous, you could thank us.
Exactly. Pete Davidson's coming to the Riverside on June 13th. So, 2 months away. You could be going to see Pete Davidson. 414-533-1037. Caller 30. Good luck. We're going to start your Tuesday off good, because Tuesday's such a weird day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like still the beginning of the week. Nothing good's happening yet.
What? Tacos.
Fair enough. Well, Alana is in Oak Creek this morning, so we're going to go to her right away. Good morning, Alana.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hi. What are you doing in Oak Creek this morning?
I'm going to work. I work at the Amazon in Oak Creek.
Ah.
Well, then, can you find out who sent me this cup?
Can you help investigate when you get to work?
It's like she was meant to be the winner this morning, because I was just going off how somebody sent me a Brewers mug from Amazon. I have no idea who sent it. But
Alana can find out.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, Alana, I would appreciate that. Find out who mailed it to the radio station and get back to me.
Well, and at the same time, brag, because you're going to Pete Davidson.
Woo! I'm excited.
Two tickets. Aw, good.
Nice.
Two tickets to the Riverside on June 13th. So hold on. Let me get some more info from you. Okay, Alana?
Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome. We may even come back to you for the question of the day if we're feeling like it. Okay, you just hold on
there,
girlfriend. And then we'll have more tickets to see Pete Davidson tomorrow around the same time. Tickets to see NF at Pfizer of your first chance at 7. It's concert season. It's summer.
We on a roll.
We're in the middle of it right now.
You know what it is. KISS FM's about that life.
Let's get into the question of the day.
Bet.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, here we go. Today, you may have to dig a little deep for this one.
All right.
And our listeners may too.
That's cool.
Name the biggest risk you've ever taken, which sounds light and easy, but it's really not. The biggest risk you've ever taken?
The biggest risk?
Mine is when I quit my job and moved across the country. That was scary, but I did it.
I feel that.
And I felt every second of it, and it was awesome, and I was young and crazy, and I wouldn't do it in my 40s. But boy, did I do it in my 20s.
I feel that. No, I feel that.
The freedom, the ambition, the hunger to just jump and go any moment.
The need to have the drive to get to
the dream.
It.
Wanting the dream. Chasing the dream. And being able to do that no matter what, including quitting jobs.
Fair.
A lot of people don't just quit jobs unless you're serious,
And holding strong to some jobs, too, where you're like, why am I here, man? Boy.
I was doing mornings in Las Vegas. This was 20 years ago, and I was miserable. Mm. I loved Vegas. I hated the morning show I was on. Mm. And I said, I'm quitting.
I
swear, my dad was like, you can't quit. I was like, the hell I can.
Watch me
is what I said. I was 23 and I quit. He's like, are you crazy? I go, yep. And I moved back across. I moved back home and I called Milwaukee. Here I am.
Boom.
They said, come on up, Allie. I said, see you soon.
See you. I'll be
and
right there.
And I've been
there.
Here 20 years now. So had I not quit that job in Vegas, I don't even know if I'd be in radio.
You don't know where.
I'd be
where
miserable.
What you'd be doing. Oof.
That's for sure.
That part. I feel it, though. Yeah, that's a good answer. I'm not going to lie. Not to say mine is identical.
No.
But one of the biggest risks I have taken in my life is staying in radio and chasing that dream and being consistent, because there's plenty of reasons to just get up and go, never mind. Because you know it's true.
And you've been through it so many times where you were just in a weird position in this building when like COVID happened, where you weren't gone because of you. Everybody loved working with you. It was like 25 people were gone.
Well, and I mean, even before then, let's pull back the curtain.
Yeah.
When it used to be Entercom and then merged to Odyssey with CBS, that whole shebang, I lost my job then too.
Yeah, you lost your job twice in radio.
And then came back, and then COVID happened.
And you lost your job again. And then I called, and you go, hell no.
I'm
not coming back. I lost my job twice in that building. Honestly, your risk is way bigger than mine, because I get it. And I remember talking to you about that, and you being like, I'm a little nervous because I've been fired twice from that building. Why would I come back? And I go, I know. I don't have the answer other than, please trust me. Please trust me. You're supposed to be here. Come.
But you know, being here aside, you know, this is great. Don't take nothing.
Morning show's fun.
But sticking consistent with it from the time I said, I'm going to be in radio, to today, I could have quit 1,001 times, y'all. Yeah. And some people would have, right?
But a lot of people do.
Something was.
They get out.
Something about it. And it has to be that dream that, you know what? You got to keep chasing that, my boy.
It's also because they're not meant to be here, and we are. That's another part. I'm just saying.
I like that.
All right, what's the biggest risk you've ever taken? 414-533-1037. We kind of shared our personal risks, and I feel like we kind of went deep, because even though I laughed about quitting a job, I was in a really dark place when I quit that job and decided to move back across the country. Mm-hmm. You probably were in a weird place trying to go, should I go back to a job that's fired me twice? I get it, right? That sounds horrible. Like, just let me go twice.
Nothing to do with being here.
It had nothing to do with you, though.
It's just radio in general. I had plenty of times where you wake up and you go, man, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Mm-hmm. Like, really? Like, because there's so many other things that I can and realistically would be great at doing, right?
Same.
Right? So it's like...
Same.
It's
just, I'd be so good at so many things.
At least said, me too.
Me too. No,
me
I'm
too,
just
big
kidding.
Dog.
What should we try next? Let's talk to the callers. I already see the phones ringing. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
The question of the day is, what's the biggest risk you've ever taken? I quit my job, dream job. Quit it, moved back across the country, and hope somebody picks me up.
I can't imagine that. Well, I guess I can.
I can.
If you're not happy and it's not worth it, there's nothing more worth than just your self-worth.
I'm a living in the moment person.
I
think I've proven it.
Yeah. No,
in my life.
No question.
I'm a live in the moment person for sure. DZ came back after twice being in this building.
Staying in
and
radio.
Staying in radio really is the core of it all.
After so many things, you know, that could have and have gone wrong, I stayed in it, stuck to it.
And I'm glad you did.
Thank you.
Babe is on the phone. Mike.
Babe.
Michael. Michael in Hartford this morning. Let's get to him first. Hi, babe.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's the biggest risk you've ever taken?
I was 21 and met my ex-fiance online and quit. I was working for my parents' company and was planning to take over the company.
Ooh.
And I just, one day I was like, you know what? I'm sick of traveling because I was traveling over an hour to visit her every day. And so I just told my mom I was sick, packed my vehicle up, quit my job, moved in with her, was unemployed for two and a half months.
Whoa.
Yep.
Whoa. No. I don't think we knew this about you, babe.
And found a trucking job, a mechanics job, and wound up just leaving my parents' house and never looked back.
Wow.
I don't know if a guy said, I'm going to quit my job and move in with you, if I'd be cool with that. So, good for her.
The biggest risk was we were only together for like 5 months at the time.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So, I don't know how soon I would have moved out of my parents' house if I didn't just jump.
If that hadn't happened.
Honestly. Oh, so that if was that, what it was. You would have been at home the whole time.
But you didn't jump.
You jumped
years.
From some to a woman's house with no job, and she paid the bills. You didn't really jump.
I didn't have a job for two and a half months.
I had a savings account that had quite a bit of money in it, and I burned through it real quick.
Living on your own, I'll bet.
Did it not sound, though, like he's like, I did it, but you left with no job and went and lived with your girlfriend.
You moved in with your own honey,
dude. You went from one person taking care of you to another. Like, what do you mean, Mike? You didn't do anything.
I took care of myself with her.
True. I get that, Mike.
I won't.
Man, hey. That's a risk, though, because arguably it set him on the life path that he's on today, and he couldn't have been happier.
It forced him to be responsible and take care of himself eventually.
I had to grow up real quick.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So,
I love that for you, Mike. Mm-hmm. I mean, babe.
Good job, thanks, Mike.
Babe.
You made it.
Appreciate your call.
Bye, babe.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Bye, babe.
Peace.
Let's go to Al in Kenosha next. Let's talk to him. Hey, Al, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Good,
man. Good morning. Talk to us.
Yeah, what's the biggest risk you've ever taken, Al? We want to know.
Kind of calling this station. I always hear you guys over the on my drive to work. Mm-hmm. I drive an hour away from Kenosha, so I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you.
But that's not a risk. That's not a risk. I think I have a risk. I want to say 3 years ago, I had my own apartment. I had a decent job, and then I met this girl, we dated for like, I want to say like 2 months, and we decided I'm never at my house, and you know, we're paying two rents, and we just live together, and we ended up moving in together, and I'm telling you, it was like a big risk, but in the end of the day, like I got so much out of it. I mean, I got a beautiful boy with her. I got a great job. I'm in the trades now because of her.
Nice.
You know, her uncle got me in, and
nice.
Yeah, I mean, the cherry on the pie, we got a beautiful home. So like, it all worked out.
You got a baby and a home.
Out here flexing. He's in the trades now.
Well,
yes, sir.
And it's about time I heard a story of hope, because somebody else texted in dating. Dating's the biggest risk I've ever taken. Because stories. I'm like, look at somebody did fall in love and work out. Look at you.
Al's making it work.
Just don't tell me you've only been together for like 3 months or I'm going to freak out. Because then I'll lose all my hope again.
That's a good question. How long have y'all been together now, Al?
So it'll be 3 years in August.
Look at y'all, man.
Good. I will receive that as time long enough that you've done it. So good job.
Keep on it, man.
It's crazy. Like, we are in sync. Like, we could read each other's minds.
Okay, you know what, Al? Good for you.
Just bragging.
Now you're just rubbing it in. Screw you, Al.
keep risk taking, big dog. We appreciate you and your call, man. Have a great day.
It's called a rubbing
in. I appreciate you guys. You guys take it easy.
Hey, take another risk. Call us another time. Peace, man.
Bye, Al.
Later.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse.
It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so it involves a pet. You said her name is Gretchen.
Yep. Gretchen hit us up. And
I went to college with a Gretchen. She was wild.
That's exactly who wrote it.
Wild. She did not.
She said, I'm Gretchen, Allie's college roommate.
She's wild.
It's crazy.
Never forget that girl.
Well, her life is still wild.
Good. Well, what's going on now? Well,
Gretchen, Allie's college roommate, wrote it. And she said, a dog won't stop chewing on things.
Yeah.
Right? You know, it's a common problem.
Pretty common.
But this is OC. Hear it out. She says she's a rescue we've got almost 6 months ago. She's about 5 or 6 years old, and she gets into everything. Trash. She chews up boxes. Toilet paper rolls, gets into the litter box if left alone, mail, shoes, seriously, you name it, she chews it. She keeps chewing up everything except the mountain of toys that we've gotten for her. And at this point, she's destroyed so much. We have so many chew toys. We've gotten her soft, hard, rubber, fabric, rope, all the toys.
Rope.
She just guards them, won't chew them. She's even gotten into gum, chocolate, plastic bags. And these can all be fatal to dogs. No, she's very true. She's very, right. These can all be bad for dogs if they get into it.
Everything. Literally, gum, there's nothing the dog doesn't chew. It would have been quicker to do the list of what she doesn't chew.
The list is nothing. Dog chews on everything.
Damn.
And obviously, that's a problem, right?
Yeah.
She's a rescue. We don't know what problem she has. But she says, fatal to dogs. My other dog will sometimes chew random stuff, mostly trash because of the food in it, but that's it. She focuses on her toys. We've had her for far longer, and we've never had this problem. I don't know what to do. It's unsafe for her, but I don't want to keep her crated constantly. Any help is welcome, Gretchen.
So the dog won't stop chewing on things.
Everything.
And she's at her wit's end.
Right.
And she's done every chew toy invented.
At this point, that's what it sounds like.
Classes?
I don't know. Ooh.
I'm just going down the list of everything.
It's hard with a rescue because you just want to acclimate them. They ain't had this dog long enough to really know this dog's history. Right?
Don't they? Well, they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but I think you can teach an old dog new tricks.
I think you can.
So I think it's possible. What do you think they should do?
I mean,
I don't know what else you would do at this point.
Classes is pretty solid. So I was trying to be actually helpful because I got two pieces of advice.
Ooh, what are they?
What I think is helpful advice, right? Yeah. And then what I would actually do.
Oh, well, okay. Well, let's see. Which one's more toxic? Let's go with that one.
What I would actually do.
Okay, so then do that one first.
I'd give the dog back.
You would.
I'm not dealing with this. Yeah. Chewing everything. Chewing my shoes. Chewing clothes. Whatever else.
But you adopted it.
Oh, yeah.
Can't give it back. My dad did that once when we were kids and we were traumatized for the rest of our life.
Not ideal.
No.
Not what I'd want to do.
We went back to get the dog and the dog was gone. And we cried again for another 7 weeks.
Oh.
That's why my sister will not have a dog to this day. I swear to God.
She's scarred for life.
She is scarred. 100%. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do that, but at the same time, there's certain things you don't deal with.
And
this is, for me, one of them. If I couldn't get this under control, man, say we tried everything, man, I'm good. I'm out. This dog, we got our dog that doesn't chew on stuff that we can control.
Yeah.
This dog we've only had for 6 months. I don't know you.
Get out of my house.
It feels bogus. I know it does.
Who are you?
But realistically, I wouldn't want to deal with this.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Well, nobody would. I'm with you on that. That's the problem with pets.
But logical?
Yeah.
You might have to get the little spray bottle on.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. Use the spray. The spray stuff worked with Bella.
Pepper? Don't put stuff they don't want to chew.
Put whatever spice or something on it where they won't chew it. Smart.
Otherwise, my big advice is give it back because I'm not dealing with it. The dog's too old to be doing all that. So whoever the previous owners were clearly didn't train
this dog. They could have died. You don't know. There's all kinds of reasons. Somebody could, old age. I mean, car accident. There's all kinds of reasons dogs get abandoned other than they just got given up at that age.
I'm talking about the behavior. You know, this behavior is just something that had to be longstanding.
I don't think this dog just
started doing this when they got into a Matic or whatever.
A new house.
When they got adopted from the shelter into a new home, they just went, I'm going to chew everything
now. I get weird if you put me in a new home. I might be a little wacky. I'm just saying. It's a transition.
Allie starts chewing stuff and peeing everywhere in new places too.
If you get on my nerves, I might.
Chill out.
414-533-1037. 833-1037. What do you think she should do? The dog won't stop chewing on things.
It's tough.
It's they're at their wits' end. We're going to take your advice next after the NF keyword.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Ooh, we got some really, really good texts, but I don't want to take the fire from our callers. So before I get to them and the great suggestions they sent in, let's go to Marissa in Jackson. We'll start with her this morning. Hey, Marissa.
Morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. So what would DZ do this morning? This dog is chewing on everything.
Gretchen's rescue dog, yeah. Mm-hmm. They've had it for 6 months. Chews every, like, there's nothing the dog won't chew.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Okay, first of all, DZ, stop with returning the dog. That's a no-no.
Amen. Oh, he was serious, but I wouldn't let him.
But listen, this comes from somebody that usually has four pets in the house at once. I can give one up.
Hey.
Nope.
Hey, my wife's with y'all. That's fine.
Marissa, hey, you, me, and Aaron, we're going to live together with the dogs.
I'm the one getting booted.
Yes, I will take the dog. Yeah. Right, no questions asked. I will take it.
What do you say? You said you got six dogs?
I have two dogs, four cats, and let me tell you, it's a zoo and it's chaos, but you don't give up on family, DZ, so stop.
Okay, fine.
She told you, so one, we're not giving the dog back. Right. Two, what should we do, Marissa, if we're not giving the dog back?
Two, crate train. I know she doesn't want the dog to be in a crate all the time, but if you can't have eyes on the dog needs to go into a crate.
I get that.
You can put a leash on the dog and tie it around your waist like a belt. And then guess what? The dog is always with you. This works really, really well for a lot of puppies when training because you basically you can't let them get away and get into anything.
It's not a puppy, though.
Doesn't take long.
It's not a puppy.
It's a 6-year-old dog. It's a senior citizen.
Go on, Marissa.
Do it the same way. Training dogs happens at every age. Okay.
Can second. I say something? Okay, second. Yeah, I want to hear second.
Go for it. Okay, okay. Second, clean up your house.
Oh.
I mean, because the thing is, if the dog doesn't have anything to get into, it won't get into it.
That's valid.
So if there's plastic bags on the floor that the dog can get into, put them away.
Well, Bella used to always eat paper. That was her thing. So for years, I never left paper out. And when she passed away, then I forgot that I could leave paper out. It was like a whole thing for 10 years. But actually 14 years, I didn't leave paper out and I had to readjust.
You
kept hiding paper out.
You kept hiding paper. It's like, I don't need to do that no more.
So you can do that. But Marissa, one of the texts I really want to read that I actually think is a very good suggestion nobody said yet is, the dog is bored. Let's talk about exercise first.
Yeah.
Is this dog even getting exercise? Because a lot of dogs, that's the core problem. They're in the house. Nobody's walking them. Nobody's exercising them.
Right.
And they're going crazy. Of course, they're chewing everything up. Yeah, they need exercise.
Exactly. We don't know the breed. Nothing.
It's
not just exercising the body. You actually have to let them sniff on the walks to make sure that they're exercising their mind. A lot of people think sniffing on walks isn't a good thing. It is so much better for them to spend more time sniffing than to get
any kind of exercise. You put yourself in a house and don't leave ever. That you go ahead and see how you feel.
You start chewing on stuff too.
No kidding. You know?
Yeah, everybody out here
give
chewing
me some plastic bags.
We all chewing on plastic bags.
And then they get mad at me. I'm like, and what are you going to do? Make me stay here another day?
Take me on a walk. Maybe I wouldn't chew on plastic bags.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Y'all are making a lot of sense.
All right, Marissa.
Man.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate your input.
Good luck to the person wanting advice.
Gretchen.
Gretchen.
Thank you, Marissa.
Yep,
have a great day.
College roommate. Good luck. Bye.
Stop saying that.
Allie's college roommate.
Angela is in Waukesha. We're going to talk to her next. Hi, Angela.
Morning.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. We're talking about what to do with this dog that's chewing on everything.
Help Gretchen.
So the first caller, all that's really valid, right? If the dog doesn't have access to it, they're not chewing it. Mm-hmm. So just like people baby-proof their houses because toddlers get into things.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do the same thing with your house and put the things away that the dog chews on.
Makes sense.
The exercise is huge, and not just physical, but mental exercise. So there's a lot of different, like, food toys where they have to work to get a treat.
Yeah, get the Kongs toys and stuff. Not even the Kong is old school now, but they have so many of those balls that stimulate their mind because they take forever to get the treat out.
They're like little mazes.
Even feeding their meals in a Kong. And putting some frozen peanut butter on the top so it works to get it is really easy. So I think it's one of those things where I don't know if the owner just doesn't have experience.
Listen to this.
Dogs or training, but I mean, the physical, the mental, like reducing access to things and then rewarding the dog when it's chewing on things that are appropriate. So it also has a positive association with, I get really rewarded when I chew on this. So those are all things that are, and crating, like the previous caller, like if you can't see the dog, it's got to be crate trained.
Somebody
texted
in.
Or baby gate it in a room where it doesn't have access to things.
I'm still going back to exercise on all these because all our suggestions are put them in a room, crate them, put them in a smaller area. Somebody texted, and I don't really, that sounds bad when you say it out loud like that.
It sounds bad.
Somebody texted in and said, I had a dog that chewed my kitchen table, chewed my walls to the baby gate that I had. The dog, its breed was a blue heeler. It was the type that he needed more room. I had a friend that lived on a farm and he thrived out there running around with the horses and cows. He did wonderful. So yeah, that dog needed exercise and you weren't giving it to him. You took it to a farm.
It has to be that her first dog, that Gretchen's first dog is a low energy, low maintenance, just chills kind of dog.
Yeah.
Might get a little bored. But this next rescue, the one she's had for 6 months and is writing about, it's got to be like a blue heel or something that just needs space, needs to run, needs to roam.
There's a ton of breeds that need, most of them do.
True.
Especially the big ones.
Most of them, they just don't.
They just don't get it because humans get them and don't take them. You know.
Dang.
Whoa. So there's a lot of options for her that she should have been doing, but if she's not implementing those things, we'll cut down on the chewing by a significant amount.
Let's leave people with this. Talk to your veterinarian. If it's anxiety-based behavior, there are medications that can help, or just talk to your veterinarian. I was going to say, or somebody also wrote, the Wisconsin Humane Society has a bunch of resources on their website.
All right, touche. Don't ask DZ, just talk to your vet.
Talk to an actual animal professional.
Not DZ, the VET.
You're welcome.
Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Why do they always bust me out and embarrass me? I got to get rid of these kids.
No, as we learned, we don't get rid of family,
Come
Allie.
On. One time. Just one of them.
Just one of them. But you got to go get them at the end of the day.
Dang it. Fine. It's like school.
And I'll take them for you.
You will? No, you won't. 103.7 Kiss FM. You won't take my kids after I tell you how they embarrassed me again yesterday. Why do they always do this to me?
What happened,
Kids are funny. I'll give them that. Like, they have brought so much laughter and joy into my life that would not have been there.
Kids say the darndest things.
That part. And boy, yesterday we were at Hudson's annual physical, his well check. And boy, did he not hesitate to embarrass me in front of the doctor. Thanks for nothing, Hudson.
Thanks for nothing.
Thanks for nothing.
We'll see who gets a toy next time you're at Target.
He's in fourth grade. He's going to be 11 in September. But this was his 10 year. I was so behind. His 10th birthday was in September.
It was his 10 year?
It was his 10 year well check.
You might as well done 10 and 11 together.
That's what I said to the doctor. He goes, well, I guess I'll see you soon.
See you in 6 months or less.
But you know what Hudson said in front of the doctor, and I wanted to die?
What?
And not to mention the doctor, you know when they have someone following them who's a resident who's about to be a doctor?
Oh, at the learning hospitals?
Yeah, so I'm, you know, children's hospital, and the doctor's like, do you mind if so-and-so comes in? He's almost done. He's a resident. I go, come on in, guy.
Sure, buddy boy.
So there's now two people in there listening to this conversation to embarrass me even more.
Two doctors to embarrass.
God.
All right, what did Huddy Boy say?
And he starts asking Hudson all the general questions, you know, what's your diet like? Are you getting exercise? Are you brushing your teeth? Mm-hmm. All the kid questions they ask at these things.
The yearly physical
Yearly physical. But now Hudson actually answers them because he's 10.
Right.
Can you know how hard that is for me? Not to chime in. I don't know when to stop. So Hudson's answering these questions and he gets to the one about eating fruits and vegetables. He's a little punk. And he goes, are you getting enough vegetables? And Hudson, without missing a beat, says, well, our mom's cooking a lot more now, so yes.
Hey, yo. Implying that you wasn't cooking much before.
He wasn't wrong.
I said, well, since she's doing something around the house now.
It was essentially what he said to the doctor.
That guy.
I was like, rude. And then he goes, well, do you get enough dairy? And I go, well, there's a lot of cereal. So yeah, totally. Which is why I would not be cooking.
More than enough milk. That's for sure.
This kid without my mom's cooking a lot more now. So now I'm getting the vegetables I need. But before.
Well, now that my mom is feeding us again. Yes.
Now that we're not getting neglected every night.
Well, since my mom let us out of the cage and is feeding us dinner regularly. Yeah.
That's the way it felt. It was so embarrassing. And I'm laughing and they're laughing, but I'm like totally embarrassed. You know, I'm like, I said, you guys must hear the best stuff out of kids when you bring them in. Like, are you getting vegetables? Now that mom's cooking, yeah.
Hudson, I get one weekly ration of potato, 1 weekly ration of carrots. I get enough to survive.
Well, and I realize how controlling I really am, because at one point he looked at me like, and I was like, no, don't look at me for the answer. Like, now you just, actually, you are supposed to answer, Hudson.
This is your pop quiz, big guy.
Just because I'm struggling here not to be quiet the whole time doesn't mean you should look to me for the answer.
He knew it was just trying to give you some shine. He was like, go ahead, mom, you can answer. You can take this one. Take this one. You know how much dairy I'll be drinking. Come on.
He's 5'1", which is fine. Hudson's not like Owen, where Owen looks like a grown-up. Owen walks around and he looks like an adult. Hudson still looks like a kid.
Owen hasn't hit. Well, Owen's hit his growth spurt. Hudson hasn't yet.
Hudson hasn't hit that stage yet.
Oh, wait until the summertime. Oh, just you wait until the summertime.
I got 2 more years. Yeah. 2 more years.
Okay.
Boy. Well, there you go. Good times at the doctor's appointment yesterday. Oh. Thank you, Hudson, for mortifying me.
I'm glad you're feeding your kids again, Allie. I was worried there for a second.
And do you know what I think is so funny about that? That me feeding, all he really saying is, I steamed a vegetable on the side to add to their mac and cheese. Like, whoop-dee-doo, you know? I didn't do anything.
He said, does corn count? And the doctor was like, of course, sure. It's corn.
If I get that song stuck in my head today, the corn song, I'm coming for you, DZ. I'm coming for you. Am I the Jerk is next. Because girls is players too. It's time that we let them know that girls is players too. Keep it playing, baby. Because girls is players too. Ladies getting money all around the world because girls is players too. How could I forget to tell everybody we have tickets to the Bucks playoffs, baby?
Yeah, buddy.
I did not want to forget to mention this morning. We got a pair to Sunday's game.
Mm-hmm.
So exciting. If you want to go see the Bucks, go to 1037kissfm.com. We're giving away a pair right now on our website. So go in there to win. They're playing the Pacers this Sunday at Fiserv Forum. I just had to tell you.
I mean, I was waiting on you. Come on now. You know we got too much to do.
Dude, we're back in the playoffs for the 8th consecutive year.
Doing our thing.
Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today's Am I the Jerk involves wearing headphones at work on purpose so people will leave you alone.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're not being friendly, are you?
I mean, doesn't matter. I guess we have
to. It does.
We got to hear it.
It does, though. Ooh. Today's comes from Jason.
Jason
wants to know if he's the jerk for wearing headphones around the office so people will leave him alone. He said, Allie and DZ, I wear headphones at the office, but I keep them on. Even when I leave my desk. So it looks like I'm on the phone don't want to be bothered.
I mean, that's the international sign for don't bother me.
When I first started my job, I didn't wear them and people were stopping at my desk and talking with me more than I cared for.
You're a new guy, of course.
Yeah, the conversations weren't about work, so I decided headphones would be the less rude way to disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
My boss just came up and asked if I could stop wearing them because it appears as though I'm not a team player.
Oh, that's a spin.
Am I the jerk for wearing headphones around the office so people don't bother me? Jason, I get both sides.
Jason.
A gut, right out of the gate, my gut goes, well, I get both sides.
True.
But I also get why it could be such a turnoff if somebody's always got headphones on in an office where you're trying to work together.
It makes you unapproachable.
Very much.
You know, because then it's like, do I tap you on the shoulder? Mm-hmm. Do I kind of try to get your attention and wave my hand in your face so you do the awkward, like, move one headphone up like a DJ at a wedding?
Right, where you don't really want to be bothered, but you're trying to listen to what they're saying.
Looking like you're spinning vinyls? Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Nah, man.
See, but
you were told to stop.
But you were told to stop. But you think, you know, the people are bugging me. See, I also get the other side, though, because I'm the one who comes up and says, how's the kids? Mm-hmm. What's going on? Tell me your life story. Mm-hmm. I'm the one who annoys you in the office. I'm the extrovert who wants your life story.
Oh, so you're the one that slows productivity.
Correct. Correct. But everybody's happy.
Yeah.
This guy's not.
See?
I'm happy and smiling when I'm talking to you. This guy's in a zone with his headphones on with an attitude. That's where the other side comes into play for me.
With an attitude.
You see what I mean? Whereas part of me is like, he's trying to be productive. He's not the jerk. And the other part of me goes, you are the jerk. You're being weird.
But it trains you to know, like, just because y'all work together doesn't mean y'all got a kumbaya and always,
true,
you know, pass the talking stick around with one another.
Right, but he's wearing them all the time.
Right.
That's the problem.
He's going into the kitchen going, don't talk to me. I'm just heating up my Hot Pockets. All right, nobody.
Could you imagine these big headphones we wear on the air? Imagine if I wore these down the hallway.
You think, I mean, people wouldn't talk to you. People,
that's true.
I've seen people do it.
It's true. Bro,
so one of my guys does this.
Mm-hmm.
He does this consistently.
At work?
And I don't know to the degree whether he wears them all the time, walking around the office mm-hmm. so people don't talk to him. But if he's sitting at his desk, I know he's got headphones on. And it's so that people don't come up and talk to him because he's not necessarily trying to be social with people at work.
Right. Right. But then there's a guy that I've seen in the office who walks around on the phone. And I've seen it where I'm like, I think he's on the phone and he's not. So I never talk to him. And then he's also unapproachable. Same vibe.
Same vibe.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Is Jason a jerk for intentionally wearing headphones at work so people leave him alone?
I can't call it. I don't know. I'm on the fence.
I know. I am too. 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you next.
We be all loving on me, baby.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Jason wants to know if he's a jerk for intentionally wearing his headphones all around the office so people don't talk to him. His boss said it looks like he's not a team player. Please stop.
I get it.
But he wears them 24/7, and he wants to know if he's a jerk for that.
I'm sure if people come up to him, he mm-hmm. does take the headphones off.
I would hope.
Or you'd hope.
I would hope.
You think.
Julie's in Burlington. We'll start with her this morning. Hi, Julie.
Morning.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good, good. Better than Jason,
right,
I can guarantee.
I'm going to say that he is a jerk, and simply because there may be work things when he's walking around, not at his desk. He wears them at his desk. I get that.
Sure.
But if he's walking around, you know, there may be work things that people need or want to talk to him about
yeah.
that they don't because he has those on. And on top of that, too, he could be missing out on, you know, information that he may need, things that could get him ahead.
Well, what if he's in sales and there's, like leads and he's missing it all because he's got his headphones on,
right,
you know? Well, and that's what I'm saying. And not only that, but, I mean, there's you know, if you don't want to be a social person at work and talk about your life and family and that, there are ways to cut off a conversation,
yeah,
you
sure.
know,
yeah.
that don't involve keeping headphones on 24/7.
Julie, you're right. It's the line where he's now wearing them around the office, even when he's not at his desk, where it gets awkward.
They're
now
a
it's
a crutch.
Yep.
It is a crutch, and it's almost awkward.
It's like a go-to by default.
I agree.
And
mm-hmm.
it almost makes you look like you don't really care to be there.
Or socially awkward.
True.
That's another look.
Yep.
I understand
yep.
that, but you can say that to people. You can share that information, you know, mm-hmm. with your bosses. You know, some people do it out of comfort, and I understand that. I'm not taking that from you, but communicate that so people don't go, man, this dude just always be wearing the headphones.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with this
dude's got to come out of it and communicate and talk to people. Welcome to the world.
Right.
Man, this guy's a little too in the zone.
And I'm not trying to get dark here, but let's say there's a fire or a dangerous situation in the office building.
Yeah.
My man's is not going to be paying attention or hearing the alarms because he's got his headphones on.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. In fact, he's going to die. And so he's going to die.
He's going to be the first one.
I've seen that movie.
We're all running out of the office screaming, and he's just sitting there
in the kitchen getting coffee.
Funny. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Julie. You say jerk.
Not a problem, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. She says jerk.
Okay. Amanda, our regular, one of the OGs, calling from Racine this morning. Amanda!
Turn off the wall!
Even pregnant, which she is right now, Amanda still can hit the post right there.
Nailed it.
Yes.
Amanda, do you think Jason's a jerk for wearing his headphones at the office?
So I'm going to say not the jerk,
Okay.
But he looks like a weirdo, probably, because you could put some AirPods in. Like, why are you wearing headsets?
I mean, he does look strange.
They might be AirPods. I mean, headphones, AirPods, it's all the same to me. When I say headphones at this point, they could be Beats, they could be AirPods, they could be anything in my mind.
If you say headphones, it doesn't matter what it is. It's something in your ears to distract so that people don't talk to you.
That part.
Whether
I will say, when I'm at work, I actually do listen to music a lot with my AirPods, and I actually listen to you guys on the radio. So.
Yeah.
That part. Talk to me, and I'm like, oh, I'm listening to the radio.
You know what? You just made me go the other way now. Now that I thought about it, Amanda's listening to us on the Odyssey app. Of course she doesn't want anyone to bug her.
Of course not the jerk. Duh, you listening to Allie and DZ?
Obviously.
Or if that's what Jason's doing, then he's obviously not the jerk.
You know what? Not the jerk. I've come all the way back around.
Let's wrap it up here.
We're good. How am I going to light people up for having headphones in when we want them to have headphones in to listen to us?
Hey, as long as you preface with, we're listening to Allie and DZ, then that changes everything. If you're not listening
you're
to us, you're rude. You're a jerk.
Pretty much. Amanda, wise words. Thank you.
Yep, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Candace is going to be our tiebreaker today because Julie said jerk. Amanda said not the jerk. Candace, is Jason the jerk for wearing headphones at work so people leave him alone?
Let us know.
I think Jason is not the jerk for wearing headphones.
Oh,
not the jerk.
Go on.
I don't think just because you're at work, you have to be friends with everybody.
Okay.
And plus he didn't say if he was listening to music or not. So that gives them purpose to go up to him and still talk to him.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Mm. So you're saying, no, you're good because you really don't got to be friends. And we don't know what he's listening to.
Yeah.
He could be listening to a self-help book.
Yeah.
Or something that'll actually help him out at work.
He could, but he's got to learn some social skills and take them out when it's time to communicate with people at work. He's not working from home. I'm just saying.
Hey.
You know?
Candace works it out and says, not the jerk.
Thanks, Candace.
Appreciate your call. Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Not the jerk.
Oof,
let's get to
like
the text. I know. I got to read some texts now because I haven't even opened these yet. Somebody said, not the jerk. I wear my headphones all day at work, even when walking around. I just have one ear uncovered. Ick.
I get that.
I've seen people do that, and I think it look. I hate it because I don't know if
good solution.
I can't talk to them because I don't know if they're on the phone or not, which I feel like is intentional. But I've seen people do that.
If one ear's uncovered, though, that's like the sign to me to go, oh, they're not in conversation. They got one ear uncovered.
Mm.
They're listening and at least present to their surrounding to go like, hey, Allie, and then you're gonna look.
But I've gotten screwed, DZ, because I've done that where I said something to somebody and then they are like on the phone, and then I feel stupid.
Yeah,
then I'm like, you're on the phone, but I saw you in the kitchen, so I said hi, but you're sitting there with your headphone on in the kitchen. So you're now in a communal spot, and now I don't know what to do.
Somebody should be able to say hi whether you're on the phone or not.
Skill stuff.
This is why wearing headphones in a work setting is
not
a little questionable. Yeah,
thank you. Somebody else said, not the jerk. A work family ain't a family. You don't pick them. You choose to make money.
Hey.
I agree, but you got to communicate with your coworkers for things.
I'm seeing the texts are leaning towards not the jerk, for real, for real. I mean, but hey.
A lot of them say not the jerk, so there you go. All right, not the jerk.
Say less.
Coming up next, there is a story that's gone viral online that I want to discuss that is pretty crazy.
A story?
A story involves a husband just disappearing, ghosting his pregnant wife. Some of you already know what I'm talking about. We'll talk about it next. Trust me. It's coming up next. 103.7 Kiss FM.
So I don't give a hoot what you do, say girl, I know. You a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Have you seen this story that went viral about this woman who went to TikTok because her husband, she was pregnant, and her husband just ghosted her. Just disappeared. Disappeared. Husband. Not baby daddy, not boyfriend.
Husband.
Just disappeared when she was pregnant and ghosted her.
I had not heard of this.
Yeah, her name's Ashley McGuire. So what does she do? She gets on TikTok. And tells everyone to go find her husband.
And of course, TikTok does.
And they did.
Dang, son.
And they did. So now she's like, thank you, everybody. I'm going to file for divorce. But now she's having to put out all of these things saying, don't threaten him. Because now he's getting all these threats and people are trying to destroy his life.
Trying to really come after this man and cancel him.
Because he sucks, right? Because he just ghosted his pregnant wife and just disappeared. Now, that being said, it doesn't mean people should be threatening his life and going as far as they go with the internet, right?
True. People get real brave behind the internet. Yeah, crazy. People get crazy and start saying some things, but doesn't make him okay either, because he just up and left his wife, just like no note, no
up
nothing,
and left.
Just bye.
And she's like, somebody find him, and she put pictures of the two of them up. They're a beautiful couple. He's nowhere to be found. Somebody found him.
Where'd they find him?
That's a really good question. I was trying to figure that out because she is in Massachusetts.
Okay.
And so I'm not sure where the internet found him.
He was down the street.
Would you die?
He was at the neighbor's house.
Well, it brings up this topic about how nothing's a secret anymore, and you can't cheat anymore with social media.
It is crazy.
Secrets are not secrets. What happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas.
Oh, even he was people, cheating?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm saying whatever happens, you can't hide that anymore on the internet. And I think that we're kind of coming into this age of people that have been doing whatever they want for a long time, realizing that might not be the case anymore because of the internet, if you're going to do that.
I thought he had just bailed. Like, he just ghosted and just disappeared, just couldn't deal with the pressure of whatever.
Well, that might be the case as well.
Yeah.
But now he's got to hide because everybody's sending him threats and all these things. And
he
she's like, hold
hide.
On, hold on. I was just wanting to file for divorce.
They'll just find him again. He can't hide.
Yeah. It's weird, though. Do you think it's fair that, like, everything is out there now on the internet and that if you do go do something? I mean, there are people that will see people cheating on a plane and post it on the internet. I've seen that. And they're like, oh, look at this guy having an affair next to me. And they'll post the video of the guy texting and or whatever.
Goes viral.
It's like nothing's a secret anymore.
I mean, it's the society and the era we live in. Everything is out there for public consumption, and we kind of chose this life, didn't we?
100%. 100%. Well, I just wanted to share this with you because, you know, everybody found this guy's husband, and I think it's wild what the internet can do.
She said, I'm filing for divorce now that I know that he's safe and alive, and yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, here's a little bit of an update. He did say he was willing to sit down and talk, even though he walked out on her and the kids last year.
About what, my boy? Like, what?
She had to take down everything that she had posted, though, because people were threatening him.
Well, now it's a legal battle, too, so I'm sure that's part of everything. Got to take it down. And
he was in Texas. He was in Texas. There you go.
From Texas? From Massachusetts to Texas?
I just knew he wasn't in Massachusetts.
He went to Texas.
Texas.
This ain't Texas.
Can you imagine? Woo! Can you imagine Aaron's pregnant and you just move to Texas?
Up and leave?
That would be the weirdest.
I can't
imagine
that.
That is so weird.
Nah, that ain't
it. It's strange, right?
I mean, he snapped. Whatever it was, he literally snapped. Not figuratively, not metaphorically. He could not take the heat, so he got up out the kitchen.
Somebody texted in, no joke, my sister's friend's husband left her when she was pregnant with her third, four... The neighbor in all caps.
Bruh. Wow.
There's a lot of those stories out there, trust me.
Well, after this sit down, we'll have to see what a dude said, why he left.
I would die. You're the neighbor? They're living next to you now? I'm trying to process that story.
Yeah.
The neighbor.
World's crazy,
I'd
man.
I'd force them to move. It would be on. Man. Ugh. 103.7 KISS FM. Before I start reading some of these texts we're getting, let me just say, make sure you go to 1037kissfm.com. We've got tickets to see the Bucks in the playoffs on Sunday up for grabs right now. We got a pair of tickets, so we're hooking you up.
That's right. They're taking on the Pacers, and you don't want to miss it. You know, it's a new frenemy situation. So it's going to be a big game, big series.
Pfizer Forum this Sunday. You could be going. 1037kissfm.com. Good luck. Just talking about this woman who, her husband just disappeared, so she went to TikTok and said, hey, my husband just left me when I was pregnant. Can somebody find him? And they found him in Texas, even though she was in Massachusetts.
Crazy.
She said, I just need to file for a divorce now that you guys found him.
Right. I just needed to know that he was okay and alive so that I could file.
But then we started getting all these texts about cheating. Somebody texted in and said, my aunt's first husband cheated on her with the next door neighbor. Obviously divorced, sold their house, and he moved in next door.
The neighbor, bruh.
I would die.
That's absolutely bananas.
Our boss thought it was interesting the other day that I said, I think it's suspicious when men, I guess you could say this for women too, I shouldn't be sexist, don't have social media at all. I immediately go, are you cheating?
Thinks it's a little strange.
Uh-huh. I always go, what do you mean nothing? Nowhere to be found on the internet. Anywhere? Why?
Why? What are you hiding?
It's 2024. Everybody's got something somewhere now. There was a time where it was like, I don't do social media. Yeah. We all do it now for the most part.
For the
COVID
most part.
COVID changed that. That's how we're connected in a lot of ways. Kind of like a phone.
Yeah.
You have a phone for the most part.
We're not even say we're removed enough from COVID to where that's not necessarily like an excuse anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, but I still just feel like some people don't like the social media aspect of life. And
yeah.
I respect it, but it is a little strange when you go, hey, you got an Instagram or Facebook?
Part of our culture now. Like, it didn't
Snapchat?
Used to be, is my point.
Right.
Same thing with, you didn't have to have a telephone. You didn't have to have a cell phone.
Right.
Almost everyone's got one now. It was like, oh, I don't do that. I don't have this or that.
9 out of 10. And if you don't, I'm assuming you're at least 50, 60, 70, 80.
Yikes.
Are you out here?
Listen to this text. My fiance left me when I was 6 months pregnant and went back to his ex-wife.
Hey, you.
Huh?
Whoa.
Huh?
Yikes.
Yowzas. My boyfriend has no social. Now you make me wonder. Sorry. I'm not trying to plant seeds. I'm just saying, just make sure you know the full reasons. Especially people that travel with no social. Forget about it.
That's
I've said this
weird.
Before. That's too weird.
Well, you're coming from personal experience where you're like, nah, I haven't had a good instance where somebody I know that doesn't have social.
And how many people have I busted out?
Yeah.
Who thought they could get away with it, who did have accounts. And I'm like, and what are you, crazy? So yeah, when somebody says I don't have social media, I'm like, why?
Suspicious.
Or my boyfriend doesn't have it. Why? Well, and or say, get on it. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Try to find them.
Somebody said, I don't have any social media. I have no desire. It's just a distraction from what real life is about. I agree, but then I also don't feel connected if I don't get on and see what my friends are doing sometimes. That's the only way I know what people are doing sometimes.
Yeah. I don't
people
mind.
People have a full baby. I wouldn't know if I didn't see their Facebook.
I don't mind not necessarily being involved in everybody's life. I hear that. Social media can be a distraction.
Totally.
But you got to have it to keep up with the times. And that's the only reason most people have it, to
gotta
keep
evolve.
Up with the times.
Somebody said, ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. TikTok's going to find you and take their time.
Y'all are too much, man.
I don't know. Am I overthinking this? If I think that people that don't have social are cheating? I would love to hear some input on this.
I think you're going to an extreme for sure.
I am.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a crazy extreme anymore.
No, it's not a crazy extreme, but it definitely is an extreme of like, no, I wouldn't say that necessarily is the end-all, be-all reason. Some people genuinely just don't like social media.
100%. See, this one immediately made me go, oh. She said, my boyfriend has never had social media. He only has Snapchat. But I 1,000% trust him. Only Snapchat would make me more nervous.
Really?
That's how you hide stuff. That's how you send pictures and nobody sees them. And you got, if you screenshot them, you're going to know.
So not having any social is weird, but only having one
Snapchat
social is
weirder? Snapchat to me is like just Snapchat? What do you use Snapchat? I mean, I'm just saying.
I don't use Snapchat anymore.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm paranoid. Maybe it's me. Hi, it's me. 414-533-1037. Somebody else texted in and said, my boyfriend doesn't have social media, but he's with me all the time. Well, then there you go.
There you go.
But I think you know.
You definitely know.
You. I don't think he's cheating. We'll talk to you next. Beluga Heights. 103.7 Kiss FM. I was just saying how I think if people don't have social media, they might be cheaters.
It's a little strange, too.
Yeah, I always wonder if I meet a woman and she's like, oh, my husband's not on social. I'm like, why? Why? He doesn't have to be that active, but why? Because he can get found. That's why. And then women always go, damn, Allie, chill.
They say, now you got people texting going, wait, my boyfriend doesn't use social. Hold on.
I said what I said, and I meant it.
Yeah, you're giving people complexes.
I'm just saying, like, no social, a lot of times, this is how I bust everybody cheating on social. So if you don't have one, I go, huh, well, look at that, of course.
There's going to be 100 guys on Instagram now just because the girlfriend's like, no, you need an Instagram and you got to post.
Right. Somebody texted in and said, my husband only has Facebook and doesn't even care to have that. He doesn't care to see what people are eating that day by their constant posts.
I feel it.
There's a lot of annoying stuff, but there's some good stuff.
But to have it, though, is the necessity to just keep up.
But her husband at least has it. So if he does something, somebody can find him and her at the same. You can tell he's married if you find his Facebook.
Touche.
So I'm just saying. That's all. Brittany is calling from Sheboygan. Hey, Brittany.
Hi.
You think morning. I'm jumping to conclusions here?
What's your Vegas like today? What are you thinking? Is Allie jumping to conclusions?
Am I?
So I will say that I think it's odd for people not to have some form of social. I definitely think it's super odd if they only have Snapchat.
Agree.
I think that's a little weird.
Okay.
I have a hard time making the leap to cheat, like you're a cheater if you don't have social.
Sure, because it's a big leap. It is a big leap.
Sure,
I get it.
Sure, it is.
It's a generalization that's not fair, but at the same time, I feel like if you had me to pick, there would be a lot of exceptions where people just don't have it.
Is that your first go-to when you think about people not having social, though? First thought, kind of like, oh, they must be cheating.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think maybe like if you know their personality, some people it would be like, yeah, that makes sense. They're just really not like that. But most of us participate in social.
Maybe some of it's because I think of a couple. I mean, like I said, I've busted people cheating who do have social media, but there's a lot who I know cheat, and I'm like, oh, is that why he never made a Facebook, that guy? And it's not nobody I ever dated. It's just someone I know that has consistently been a cheater their whole life, and I'm like, oh, that's why he doesn't have any social.
If he's the doomsday prepper type guy that's sitting there digging a hole in his backyard, making a bunker, I don't see him being weird because he doesn't have social media. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's
all over social media.
Right. Now, the social butterfly guy that is always talking, always active, always around, works with people or whatever, and he doesn't have social media, sure, I could be like, huh, that's weird for you.
Well, somebody said, are they trusted more? My thing is, I can find out if you're single a lot of times if you have social media or if you're not.
So it's more of like a means of identity to you. Like, they don't want it, like, they don't want to be identified or associated with somebody.
Yeah, and you know what? Here's another example. Okay, let me give you, because this is a gray area for sure. Somebody I know who's married, if you go to his Facebook, you will only see him. And I know he's got a whole family. So you'd really have to be friends with him. So if you're just on the internet looking, you're like, oh, so you could cheat.
That's weird.
You'd have to let them into your profile to really see enough.
Because the reason of social media is for people to see your life.
Well, guess.
And if you're hiding your life on social, that doesn't make sense either.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's almost...
Yeah.
Right. That's what I mean. That's as weird as not having it, because then you're like, why don't you have your family up there? Do you think your kid's ugly?
That's true. Good question. Somebody said, what about the couples that share a Facebook? I'm not worried about them. They're clearly, if they are cheating, then that's a whole nother topic.
Those are the weirdos.
They're the ones that are codependent to the max.
They like upside down pineapples, and I'm standing on business on that, because them couple Facebooks and Instagrams, y'all just be doing too much.
They do it so they can meet other people.
you ain't wrong.
So Brittany, where did we stand on this? Do we think they're cheating if they have no social media?
Brittany says she doesn't necessarily
go there.
It
just depends.
I think you would have a means to maybe question that.
Right. Because,
She's
not invalidating, just saying that might not be her first thought.
Fair enough.
Curious to hear how Allie made that leap, because that wasn't my first thought.
That was well, and I will be fair, we have a coworker who is in a long distance relationship.
Yeah.
And the other day she said he didn't have one. I went, oh,
that's strange.
And I said it to her. I know, because I was, I don't know when to shut up, right? So I said my immediate thought, which was, what do you mean he doesn't have social? That screams cheater to me. And he's not in the same city as you. Like, nobody could ever find you or that you're together. Mm-hmm. And then I just went in this rabbit hole I should have not gone down. But that's where it goes, Brittany.
Allie went down a...
That's where I went.
No, Allie down a rabbit hole?
Me?
No.
Jumping to conclusions?
No,
never.
Brittany, never. We appreciate your call, Brittany.
Bye, Brittany.
Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Thank you.
Somebody texted in, my dad does have socials. He grew up on a farm and has never been into technology unless it's texting or cable TV. He struggles to even get behind TV apps. He's still got a Facebook, though.
Those guys I get. Never on social. My wife's father just barely made a Facebook like last year.
Right.
He's the type of guy, foreman, grew up construction, never had Facebook, also not cheating.
Hard-nosed,
old school type of cats. And they still make them like that. It's just now in today's era, everybody got social media.
I agree. It's just that we've evolved into that. Right. You know, it's not the, I don't do social anymore. Everybody has it. Somebody texted in, my boyfriend only has Snapchat, even before I met him and we started talking on there. Yikes.
Somebody's nice.
That would make me think you have multiples.
These young kids, though, they don't do nothing but Snapchat.
But then she writes, he has a Facebook, but he forgot his password, so he doesn't even use it anymore. And I'm trying to get him to update that at least, or Instagram.
Listen, well, at this rate, y'all better at least have a Venmo account.
Right. Get something.
If not, y'all look weird.
You need a soft launch with a hand on Instagram or something.
Who got the Zelle account ready to go? What's your Cash App?
Seriously. We have tickets to the Bucks playoff game on Sunday against the Pacers. You can win them now at 1037kissfm.com. Just go to our website, enter to win. Good luck.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. I want to go.
Oh,
we can't win. Oh, you go anyway because you work for the Bucks, but whatever.
I mean.
DZ is one of the in-game hosts, so if you're ever at there and you hear his voice, you did.
Dude, playoffs are going to go crazy.
Yeah.
The atmosphere, the energy shift, the aroma inside of Pfizer Forum. But y'all want to win these tickets. Go online.
And the Deer District's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go win those. 1037kissfm.com. We need to talk about self-checkout. Did you see the big change that happened? Did you witness this at all?
You were talking about it a little bit, but I haven't seen anything personally, so I'm counting on you to let me know what's going on, because you know I'm not a self-checkout guy.
Well, I am. In fact, I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to see anyone. I don't want you to talk to me about... No, and it was just funny, because I like to talk.
And I'm not trying to give them free labor, so...
And DZ wants somebody working. He feels like they should be paying him to ring up his own stuff.
Or give me my stuff at a cheaper price if I'm going to... Get it myself.
Kind of like if you bring a bag, 5 cents off per item.
Exactly.
That's another topic for another day, though.
Sure is.
I did some research yesterday, though, before I brought this on the air for you, DZ, because we talked about it off the air, and that was the fact that I had gone to Target on Sunday.
We love Target.
Woo, yes, we do. And I couldn't believe it when they had put up a sign at the self-checkout for the first time saying 10 items or less. It was because you know at Target, the self-checkout line has slowly gotten longer and longer. If you're a regular Target person, or anywhere, really, self-checkout has gotten longer and longer, the lines.
They've added more and more because they're getting less and less cashiers. Right,
but Target didn't add more. We still got the same four.
Right.
So Walmart added more. Target did not. I'm just going to keep it real. I love both stores. I'm just going to keep it real here. I shop at both. Target has the four.
Okay.
So when I saw the 10 or less, I went, oh, is this store specific? Because this is brand new. And I had a whole cart that I would have ordinarily gone to self-checkout with. I had to go find a cashier. Fine. Well, then I went to a different Target yesterday because I was in a different area and I needed something else. Same thing. Sign. 10
or less.
I saw the 10 or less at the checkout. I went, Target's cracking down on this. They're turning the self-checkout back to 10 or less because the lines are so long now because they have such a limited number.
Everybody just checks out all of their items at the self-checkout. And
that
then
doesn't work.
It jams
with
it
four.
Up. Well, yeah.
When or you, five or whatever.
When you've got 50 things in your cart, obviously it's going to take you 15 minutes to check out.
Mm-hmm.
And then that times 20 people.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dog, that's
so
weird.
I kind of get why they're trying to crack down on making it 10 or less because the self-checkout will move a lot quicker and be more efficient. But then people like me, and then I stood in line for I don't know how long now with one cashier. Now it's the opposite.
Right.
Before it was too many cashiers, you know, and like not enough self-checkouts. We can't find the balance.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and why isn't it unlimited is my thing. Like it really doesn't matter how many items. It's not going to change. And if you're not going to add more cashiers, I better be having given the option to do whatever I want to do.
I get mad when they limit self-checkouts. That's the thing. And I'm like, this is what we're going back to this now? And how long is this going to last? It just at Target. Nowhere else have I seen this, but this was a new thing on Sunday, and I've been to two. I went Sunday and Monday to two different Targets, and both both now have signs that say this is a 10 or less line that was not there before.
I'm going to have to keep my eyes out because I hadn't noticed. I really had it. And we go to Target enough. You know that.
That's what I'm saying. Look today. If you go to the one in Bayview, look.
Right.
Because I've covered New Berlin and I've covered Brookfield. Let's do this one step at a time.
So I'll hit the one in West Milwaukee by Miller Park.
That one.
Or by AmFam Field, excuse me.
Definitely hit the one in West Milwaukee.
I'll hit the one Bayview. In West Milwaukee and then I'll hit the one in Bayview.
And I'll hit West Dallas today just for the heck of it because I love me some Dallas.
Is there one in Racine or Kenosha?
Because I'll hit that one too. Is there one in Racine? Can you hit the two-story in Glendale?
I'll hit the one in Bayshore. I got you. I'll slide by that one too.
The two-story Target. Oh my gosh. Well, okay.
That one's going to be a team trip. You know you want to go to that
one too. I do actually want to go to the two-story Target because it's fun. 414-533-1037. Should self-checkouts be limited? That's kind of what we're talking about because I've noticed Target seems to be going back to 10 or less for the self-checkout. So how do we feel about this?
I think that's absolutely wild. The 10 items or less feels like an antiquated thing. If you're not going to have the people to check me out, you better let me check out with as many items as I got. Right. I don't care.
Or Target, stop putting so many awesome things. It's not my fault I went in for 3 and I came out with 20.
It's not my fault. It's y'all are making me spend money.
It's your fault. True. Not mine.
I'm not going to take that from you because you're definitely true on that.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next. The texts have me cracking up. Somebody said, there's a two-story Target.
Oh, yeah, there's a two-story Target.
Yes.
In Bayshore.
Bayshore is where it's at. Somebody else texted in, Lake Geneva and Franklin Targets are limited as well. I said, I just went to 2 Targets in the past 2 days, and both have now 10 or less signs at the self-checkout, which didn't exist before.
Hadn't noticed that.
So do you think it should be limited? Somebody said, Pick and Save on 76 has a sign now saying 10 or less, so maybe they're all kind of doing it at the same time.
Maybe, man. So I'm trying to think. I don't know if I've been to the Bayview Pick and Save to be able to confirm or deny that either.
I thought this was funny. Somebody said, if someone goes through with a full cart, I'm convinced they're stealing, which is funny because I do full cart all the time and I don't steal.
I've heard people say that.
That makes sense.
And actually do that.
But I truly, I'm one of those, maybe I'm the anomaly.
Hey, listen, if I just so happen to forget the 70-inch plasma screen on the bottom of my cart because I went through self-checkout with a full cart and I forgot accidentally, my bad.
Let's go to Nancy in Grafton. We'll start with her first. Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Morning.
Hi. Good morning. I'm good.
Well, we're talking about limiting at the self-checkout. How do you feel about this?
I do not like it. I love Target, and I love self-checkouts. I'm just like you, Allie. I love talking to people, but not Like, let me get in and out.
Yes.
Not at the store.
I want the self-checkout at the store now. We've been spoiled with that. I have no interest in going to a cashier. And usually the cashiers aren't talking anyway. They're being, you know, they're letting you be at this point.
See, and no, we had a really friendly cashier last time we were at Target. So he did look newer, though, so he was still bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Well, he was full of hope and optimism. customer service hadn't ruined him yet.
His red shirt was still bright and shiny.
Exactly.
But listen, so we just got a text that somebody's got a little insider information, if you will, quote unquote. And they said, so Target is switching to 10 items or less at self-checkouts to reduce theft.
Okay.
Which I guess makes sense.
Well, then I'm going to do 10 at a time and I'm going to have 17 transactions.
Going through 17 times?
Would you die?
Allie got 10 cards just because.
I'm just kidding. Or am I? We'll find out. Thanks, Nancy.
Appreciate
have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Let's go to Megan in West Bend this morning. Megan, we're talking about limiting the self-checkout. They're doing a lot of 10 or less, we've learned now. How do we feel about this? Because I want to go through with a full cart and self-checkout and be left alone.
Yay or nay, Nancy?
No,
I
Megan.
I agree. It's Megan. Hi, good morning.
My bad, Megan. Something about Nancy.
No, you're good. I worked for the grocery store for when they first put in self-checkout. And that's why I called. I wanted you to have the perspective of someone who actually has to work.
Would love it.
Those machines.
Right. Yeah,
so
go for
first
it.
Off, the biggest thing is security. So people will scan in like things. I don't even want to tell you how they do it. But basically, let's just say bananas
You don't want to give other people ideas.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So there's a lot of ways to steal on the self-checkouts, whether it be sweethearting where you scan 2 items and bag 1 or scan 1 item, bag 2 kind of thing, or you weigh things as different produce codes.
Sure.
Yeah, or switch labels. So if there's one person watching all six self-checkouts and everyone has full carts, it's impossible to manage what these people are buying.
Right.
I got written up when someone left with a bag of charcoal, and I got written up for it at the self-checkout because I didn't have them scanned. I'm telling you, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
Those are scales. So when you're scanning your item and you're putting it into that bag, that's a scale. That's all weighing everything that you're... So if you have more than 10 items, the average common sense person cannot figure out how to stop moving their stuff. So it pulls off the entire least item in the bagging area, like over and over and over again.
Drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you and I can handle self-checkout, but that I've learned that the average common sense human being needs a cashier.
Well, and common sense, those two words don't normally go together.
That's interesting. This gave me a new perspective of what she's saying. Like, just because we get it, they must deal with so many people who have no... And that's true, because I'm looking at these people, and now I'm having the vision in my mind of watching somebody at the checkout while I'm waiting and going, what's taking that one so long?
So I
kind of get what Megan's saying in that sense, where they're people act brand new.
Right.
And we are not brand new with technology anymore. It's time to evolve.
Yeah, like, and the key word is
act,
too.
Can I also say that the elderly people have a hard time.
I believe it.
To say that that's their fault.
They should just go to the cashier.
They want a full service cashier, right?
Right, right, so, right, right.
And they definitely can't do produce codes or like the bakery stuff.
Let's be careful with the produce codes. We all struggle with that. Thanks, Megan,
we appreciate you.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Right.
She had great perspective because I've heard of stories of people scanning AirPods as a pack of Chiquita bananas.
Crazy.
Hey, listen, there's ways to finesse the system. I get why a company would go, we should maybe stop doing this now.
They're trying to figure out how to do this without the theft. They're going to figure it out in time, but we're not there yet, clearly.
Right.
Matt's in West Dallas. Let's see what his input is. We're talking, should they limit the amount of items in self-checkout, Matt?
How you feel about it?
I do not want anything limited. I am one where I want to get in, whether it's a full cart or not, go to self-checkout and go.
Same. Yeah.
He's not a man that wastes time.
He's my shopping buddy. Like, I just want in, out, even if I have 100 items.
I know what I'm going in for, and I know I want to get out and back home right away.
So you might as well do the Target pickup order, my boy. You don't need to go inside at all.
Actually, yeah, but then he doesn't have control over what he buys. See, I still want control.
That part.
Speaking of Target, the Target in Oak Creek also has the limited amount.
Listen, Matt, I'm convinced they all do now after I went to two this weekend and saw it, and people are texting in that this is a new change because it was the first time I've ever seen the 10 or less in the checkout.
It's sounding like it's a company-wide rollout.
Damn it.
And also, Meijer in Drexel Town Square has it also.
Oh, yeah. But Meijer, I haven't been to the one in Drexel Town Square. I've been to the one on 60th and Layton a bunch.
That one. Okay.
That one has a ton of self-checkouts. Like, some of these, if they have enough...
It's okay.
I feel like Target is—they're limiting us instead of adding more self-checkouts. Like they're playing us at our own game, and I don't appreciate it.
No, I don't like it either.
You can't finesse me; I finesse you.
But I'm still going to shop there.
Oh no, guaranteed.
Oh, exactly. And we're talking
about Target so much, you know, I'm going to slide for something
now,
after this.
It's like when you hear somebody talk about a certain type of food. Now I'm itching because I want to go to Target. See, this is a problem.
Yes. Yep.
No.
Yes.
Dang it, Matt.
They knew what
Lunch
they were doing.
Coming up soon.
Matt. I'll meet you there.
All right, sounds good.
West Dallas Target. See you soon.
We'll see you soon, big dog.
All right.
Appreciate the call.
Have a good one, guys.
You too.
You're welcome.
Peace. There we go. Goofball. Lots of texts coming in, and I see them all. Somebody said they better hire more cashiers because the one to two they have at the time ain't going to be it. I agree with that. Somebody else, a lot of people are texting in and saying, praise the 10 limit. I'm constantly forgetting grocery items and really need to run in and grab just a handful of stuff. I don't want to be stuck behind someone trying to check out 50 items. So I get it. You know?
I get it, man. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do the work. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely not.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.